Feeling really fly to right now.
It's time for you to earn your stripes, Johnny.
Take the money and run.
That was so hard. You can't die. You cheater. You can't die.
This is a wild game of survival. This is a wild game of survival.
We are live, coming here with a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I'm your host, Trevor, and tonight we're joined by Andy. Andy, how are you doing tonight?
What up, what up?
And we're also joined by Alex. Alex, how are you doing tonight?
Yo, yo, yo.
And we are here. It might be the most anticipated EP of the season from us. We're done with this shit. We are done with Battle for a New Champ. We're putting the bow on the season, and we're here. Award show season in person. Nothing better than that. Ryan McCord in the chat at, what time is it? 11:51 Eastern. Mikey the Doctor. I mean, we're here. We got March Madness on. We're here for you guys. So, initial thoughts on the season. Let's just dive right into that. Andy, your thoughts on this season?
Well, you know, you described it as putting a bow on this season. I more so think it's the nail in the coffin, because this season was just miserable. It was a grind. It was probably the hardest all of us, like us three and all of our odd WLs collectively, have worked for something that we enjoy. We've made it through this. It looks like there actually are some sunny skies ahead of us. So I'm happy for that. I don't know if we'll talk about that on tonight's pod. But this season was, it just sucked. It was a grind. It was not entertaining. This was not something I was never looking forward to Wednesday night for the past, what, like 4 or 5 months? Yeah. I mean,
well, I would say we, especially.
Yes, we. And yeah.
Yeah. So, Alex, from the episodes that you saw this season, what was your highlight?
I mean, this season was terrible. But since the second or third part of the reunion a few weeks ago, we've known that we have to come back at some point to do the season recap, season award show for season 39. And honestly, I wasn't excited to revisit this season, but I'm excited to do it knowing that, like you said, once we do this, we're done with this season. Especially now that you know, the season 40 cast that's rumored looks awesome. All Stars is coming in a few months. That cast looks great. Like, we just need to move on. We just need to move on. We all know this season sucked, and we're making the most of it. We were talking earlier. I think this is the first time ever that we've done a live in-person preview and season recap for the same season. And it sucks that it was a bad season, but like, we're still here. We're still here for all the fans, all the listeners. But I think once we're closing out this podcast tonight, we're done. We're on to season 40 and into bigger and better things. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And I think you kind of hinted at it. Like, as soon as this podcast, I hit end on this stream, I don't think I've been more ready to do another podcast.
Like, will either of you ever rewatch this season?
No.
No, not unless someone takes me hostage and tortures me.
Let me go this route with you. Would you rather rewatch this season or rewatch Bloodlines?
Bloodlines.
Gotta be
Bloodlines. 1,000%.
This set a new bar.
Almost any season I would rather rewatch.
Any? There's been some bad. This season was. And I don't want to dive right in and like, was this the worst season of all time?
Let's not step on some of the awards.
Whoa, easy. All right, so let's get going.
Then let's dive right in. It's the award season. We got our jackets on. We got our first category of the night. And before I explain the first category, send us the order you guys want tonight. What order do you want us to do the picking
in?
We
could get lost in the snake tonight.
There could be a real chance we get more lost than Kentucky last night. Like, there's a good chance.
So, yeah. So, someone send in the order. We have 10 awards to go through. So, one of us is going to be second for every single award.
Correct.
And then we'll just alternate first and last. I think we're going to run back the same 10 awards that we did last season. We liked it. We're not going to do anything crazy. Looks like the order, the first order was Trev, Andy, Alex. The second order was Andy, Tree, Alex.
Tree.
So I guess we'll go with Mikey, the doctor.
So. All right. So first award of tonight is the Rookie of the Year award. With me having the first pick, I feel like I got to go with Nerys, right?
Not a rookie. She was on.
No, I'm not thinking Nerys. Why am I blank? This just shows you how bad I am this season. Why?
And we're classifying rookies as people who have not been on the flagship. Because I think everybody on the season did some sort of world champion, USA, whatever. We're only looking at flagship. So like Nerys did do Ride or Dies last season.
Yeah, but that season doesn't really count.
So we're off to a great start.
we're over one.
God.
One life lost.
We are off to a great start.
On
the Rookie of the Year. Probably should have gone with that second order that we got.
Maybe. I am going. God, I feel like I've said multiple times she was Rookie of the Year throughout the season. But I'm going with my pick who I said I was going to finish second this year. And I'm going Kylan.
Okay, that is a rookie, yes.
And that's a good pick.
Yeah, so Kylan, you know, coming into the season, had no idea. I think I rated him. Was it second or third?
Second.
And the only reason why I did it was a great skit of Jimmy Tatro. Probably should watch Speakerphone if you haven't by now. Only reason why I picked it. Had no idea what about him. And, yeah, just decided to throw in Kylan. And, you know, throughout the season, I felt like everybody was against him at one point, and he kind of just kept coming and coming and back. So what was he? Had a few elimination wins, a loss to Nerys. Him and Horacio lost to Nerys towards the end. But, you know, overall, a really good first season for him.
Yeah, and, I mean, that was going to be my first pick. And honestly, kudos to you for picking a rookie as number two overall and then coming back on the awards show and giving him – Rookie of the Year. That's well deserved. It wasn't a reach. It was a good pick.
Yeah.
It's kind of kudos to you twice.
Even though it was my second pick of tonight.
Yes. all right. So I will go next. I'm going to go Zara / Zaza. They kind of went back and forth. So I'm going to give each of her names the pick. Zara was someone who I was not sold on early in the season, but kind of about halfway through, I thought she did a really good 180 where she was getting more airtime and she was involved more with the game itself. I like the way she plays the game. She's pretty bad. So I thought overall, like, I thought she had a really good showing. I would like to see her back. And any rookie that you want to see back, I think, is a candidate for Rookie of the Year. And Zara's going to be my pick.
Good pick.
Good pick. I hate going third here because I think the options just – those are my first two. And if you look at the cast, there really just aren't that many rookies left. So I don't like this person, but I have to go for it for my Rookie of the Year. I'm going to go with James. He made it far. He was, you know, on Mariah's leash the whole time, which, again, is part of why I don't like him. But he made it 17 episodes, and he's a rookie, and I don't know who you could pick for a third or fourth option here. So I'm just going to go with James for my Rookie of the Year, just running the ball.
Good pick. He did make it far. Whatever you want to say about what he didn't do from a competition or elimination or anything, that was kind of his whole MO. He knew what he wanted to do, and it took him far.
Just be there. That was kind of his thing.
Would you want to see James back for another season?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think I would give him one more.
I think so, too.
I'm not saying – you remember how we did, you want them back, you don't want them back, and you wouldn't mind?
No.
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I think I'd be in the I wouldn't mind. I'm not advocating for it. I'm not pushing for it. But if I saw him, I'd want to give him another shot.
We'll check the tapes and see what you said back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. Second award of the night. Comeback Player of the Year. Alex, kicking it to you.
This is tough. I have two girls that I think I'm between. I think both are really good options. I am going to go with Colleen. Ooh. I'm going to go with Colleen because she – and again, when we say comeback player, you can take it in any direction you want. Colleen had a bad season last year. She, on Ride or Dies was, I don't have the exact standings up, but I feel like she made it 20% of the way, got eliminated with that long haired dude. And I think we all thought, we probably said on the podcast, we're never going to see her again. Not only did we see her, she makes a final and wins money. She got third place. And that's probably a testament to how bad the season was, how bad the cast was, the fact that she was running a final against Corey and Berna and all the Rat Pack. Like, that's fine. She still did it. She still got third place for somebody that we were ready to write off. And even still, we may never see her again. But I just think the change from last season to this season is a really good turnaround, really good comeback for Colleen. So she's my pick for comeback player.
Kim, great pick.
Yeah, Kim, great pick. Even better, Mac.
Andy, who you got?
I'm going to go with another female. I'm going to go Mariah. I've always kind of been a big fan of Mariah. I think she's really bad. But this was a season where she did well. Objectively, she did well, and she made it far. I think she was one of the people who was kind of under the microscope, in my opinion, of let's see what she can do this year. Let's see what she can do on her own without Bananas, without Fezzi. Like, let's see Mariah as Mariah. And I thought she delivered. So that's going to be my comeback player, because now I think she's kind of submitted herself as one of the recurring new faces of the females of the challenge.
Good pick. I feel like this could be a controversial pick here. My comeback player of the year, I don't know if we're going to count. I know we count a bunch of random shit. Cara Maria?
I'll allow it.
Count it? All right. Yeah. I'm just making sure. Like, so somebody we haven't seen on how many seasons now? 8? 9 seasons?
Her last was War of the Worlds 2.
So 7, like, 6?
So I think there's been 4 seasons without her.
So somebody who I think is very good for the show, kind of teased her coming back, and now she's back full-time for the next 2 seasons. Somebody who is a staple to the challenge show. I know there was controversy with her, like, did she get banned from the show, shadow banned or whatever you want to call it. Kara is a huge part, and I think we can all agree, what, a top 5 female of all time? No questions asked. You could argue top 3, top 4, whatever, but somebody who we need to see season 40, 41, 42, and so on and so forth. Just an absolute staple to the game. So always great seeing her.
That's a good pick. That's a good outside-the-box pick, and I feel like out of all the mercenaries, she had probably been away for the game the longest.
Brad?
Yeah, true.
Vendettas?
True. Him. But he was just – we'll get into him later maybe.
Yeah.
That's
a good pick. My honorable mention for comeback player of the year was going to be Olivia. Because
– Oh, the face?
With the golf ball.
Okay.
That knocked her eye out.
Yeah.
Like, she could have died.
Yeah.
She was able to come back. That's just how nuts some of these people are. She could have died. Her eye was all fucked up, kind of Brad-esque, actually. And she was just ready to come on for the next season right away and made it pretty far. So that was just my honorable mention.
Okay.
Gotcha. Next award tonight is the Who of the Year. And I feel like if you want to explain.
Yeah, so someone, very simple. You hear that this person was on season 39, and your first response is, who?
Well, I think there's 2 picks you could do. So Andy's going to take whoever I don't take. So I'll start it off with the easy one, and the first person who went home between the two, I correct me if I'm wrong, is Hooey. Right?
Wait.
Who? Hooey.
Is it a guy or girl?
God.
No, I'm being serious, because there's another person with a similar name.
Hooey.
Okay, because you're saying
Hooey.
Okay. Hooey.
Not Hooey.
Okay.
Hooey.
Okay.
Like, Hooey. Honestly,
the Irish guy.
I here's the thing. I understand. I vividly remember him, but I don't at the same time. Like, I can picture his face, but I don't see him on this season. Like, give me one moment from the season that you remember for him.
I don't. I think this season. Dick.
There we go.
Thank he was you. Being loud and boisterous and obnoxious.
Yeah, but
that could be any season.
Exactly. So,
Good pick.
Good pick. All right. Well, I'll go next. I'm going to go Jessica.
Who?
Eliminated first episode. She was the one who I think nominated herself or like tried to, when it was starting to get deliberated between her and someone else, she said, you know what? Pick me. I need to earn my stripes. Welcome to the challenge. That's not the way to do it. I thought she was kind of bad.
One love.
And one of the reasons I want to give her the Who of the Year is because I had her ranked high preseason, and boy, did she let me down. I don't think we'll ever see her again, and that's why I think Jessica's just going to kind of float into the challenge history books with nothing but her name on it, and that's it.
Good pick.
She was on the challenge. That's it.
It says that in the bio. Just
competed. Yes, she was here. Jessica was here.
Yeah.
WUZ.
Yes.
2023. All right, Alex, who you got?
My Who of the Year is going to be Huhui.
There it is.
There was actually somebody on this season that her actual name was Huhui. I mean, if you're not a shoo-in to win Who of the Year, I don't know who is. And like she earned her spot for it. It's not like she made the final. It's not like she was causing drama. She was just someone that you look back and you say, who the fuck is Huhui?
Who?
Exactly. So Huhui's my pick.
God, I mean the show. Where are we getting these people from?
Can I give an honorable mention that I think needs to be discussed?
Go ahead.
And it's for Who of the Year. And I couldn't pick this person because it doesn't make sense in the truest sense of Who of the Year. But in my opinion, it's very relative to how they are. I think Ed deserves to be honorable mention for Who of the Year. He didn't do a damn thing this season.
Yeah, but he was on the screen so much.
Was he?
Yeah, I thought he was.
Did you watch this season?
I thought he had like at least 2 to 3 confessionals per episode.
Per episode? No, you're crazy.
Somebody pull up the stat department.
And that's why it's a relative Who of the Year, because you think of Ed and you think like this guy could be big dog moving forward. But I think relative to someone who wants to be a big name.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
It's not comparing him to Ciaran. But it's him compared to the people he's supposed to be in the realm with.
Like if he's competing with the Horacios, the Olivias. No, it wasn't.
Then that's close. A Who of the Year. You get what I'm saying?
I didn't meet the expectation.
Correct.
Yeah, fair.
All right, what's next?
Ooh, Ryan McCord coming for you.
I love Ed. I love Ed. Ed's my guy. Me and Trev bought stock day one, and I'm still holding on to it. But I'm holding on to it with a little push to say, hey, let's get this stock price back up.
There we go.
Next up, I think, is Elimination of the Year.
Yeah.
And it's me, right?
Yep.
God, I hate this draft position because I feel like I have 3 eliminations that I all like pretty equally. So I'm going to go for my elimination of the year. King of the Hills, a.k.a. Jordan beating Ciaran. The one where they were running up the things. Jordan was barefoot. They were yelling at each other. And the reason I like this elimination is because this was the first mercenary to come into the game. So it was like, here's the twist. Here's what we're going to introduce to you guys. And it was fucking Jordan, someone who was made for the twist, someone who was made to be the first guy coming in and beating him. And like, you know, I think he was down 2-0 maybe and like talking shit because he knew he was going to win. And like, I just remember watching that episode and being like, this is awesome. Like there's really potential for the season to be really fucking good if every mercenary elimination is like this. And of course we saw that it wasn't. This was probably the apex mountain of the twist, but at the time you didn't know that. And I really liked this elimination. And in the moment you felt really good watching this. It was fun to watch. Jordan's made for these kind of moments. So I'm going to go Jordan beating Ciaran.
Great pick. Great pick. Honestly, it was very hard to think of eliminations off the top of my head. But you saying that absolutely sticks out to me as one that was very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
For mine, I've actually got 2 that I would really be happy with taking, but I have to take, and I think it's going to count. You guys might give me some heat for it, but I'm going to go ding dong, the witch is dead. Jay gets sent home right as they start the final. In my mind, that's an elimination. Is that fair game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elimination in a final. Yeah.
Finally, that little bitch boy packs his bags, gets on a plane, and gets the fuck out of here. I don't really care who it was. I know it was Corey, and I know it was a puzzle, but it doesn't really matter who it was or what they did to get him out. But the fact that Jay got sent home was the highlight for me when it comes to eliminations.
Good pick. My pick, and I thought you were about to take it the way you were talking, right before the finale, though, was Norris beating...
good pick.
Which one?
Horacio and Kylan.
Yeah.
I think that great. Was...
That was my other one.
That was a huge elimination. Kind of flipped the game completely. I mean, if one of those guys come back in the house, got to be the favorite going into the final for sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say both guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just kind of a moment where it was just like, oh shit, Norris came back. And overall, just like a huge momentum boost for her going into the finale as well. Honorable mention, I'd say, was the one before that where Kylan, or it was, I think it was two eliminations before that, when Kylan came back first. And he like walked in and he was just all upset. Oh, yeah. And then Horacio was like hiding in the bushes and stuff. That's an honorable mention that I have.
My other honorable mention was the one where CT came in and beat Asaf and sent him home.
Yeah.
Mainly, I don't remember that.
Mainly because it was like a math thing. But mainly because it was after four straight episodes of not losing somebody.
Yeah.
So you got this big, you know, face of the challenge guy coming in to basically give us a fucking heartbeat on the season by sending somebody home, and he did. So that was just my last honorable mention.
Good honorable mention.
Thank you.
Next award we got is the Stephen A. Smith Hottest Take Award. For this award, I feel like I really kind of want to say, but I don't want to. Should I just throw it out there? I think this is the worst challenge season of all time.
Okay.
Embrace debate. Healthy debate.
It was number one on my list.
Okay.
What, for your take?
Yeah.
This season for me, you know, we always joke around about, you know, hopping. Oh, I don't want to hop on at 9:30, whatever time Eastern. I really think this was the hardest. I think we had a harder time on recording this podcast than any season we've ever done before.
Oh, yeah.
I think without a doubt. Yeah, I'll leave it there for you guys to talk about. Like, I mean, this season
it was terrible.
Sucked.
It was absolutely terrible. It was not enjoyable. It was a pain for all of us. And I know there were multiple episodes where some of us weren't able to join. And it's one of those things where if it's a below average season – and the worst, then it's like, if I got to miss it or if I have something else come up, then I have to miss it. Yeah. But if we're watching, you know, an all-timer, if we're watching an X's 2 or a Rivals or a Fresh Meat 3, like, I'm bailing on other stuff for this show. Like, even if it literally gets me in trouble work-wise, people-wise, I don't care. This was not one of those situations. So I think it's evidenced by the amount of episodes missed.
We had the same number. You didn't even do a solo pod.
All right. So my hottest take, it was going to be that. I think I've said this before, but my hottest take is this cast was the most attractive that we've ever had. It's a hot take. You know, I think it was a hot cast. There's just a lot of good looking people. Really top to bottom on the girl's side. Like, there's, and you know, guys can't really speak too much to that. If you want to, then by all means. So I'll say the hottest female cast of all time. But if you just look at the entire list, it had some heavy hitters, and even the ones who weren't the heavy hitters were still pretty damn good looking. So that's going to be my hottest take, my hot take.
There we go. Alex.
That's a good take. I think it's tough when you have a season that's this unanimously bad to come up with a hot take, because you can't really, like, you could say, you could come up with a hot take and be like, oh, this season was actually really good, but that would be a hot take, but you're lying because everybody knows that it wasn't. So I think my hot take for this season, I think it's a pretty hot take, is going to be, I think Emmanuel is not going to get the credit that he deserves for winning a title.
What?
I think as time goes by and years go by and challenges go by, people are going to look back on the season and just be like, oh, this season sucked. Who won it? Oh, Emmanuel. Yeah, it doesn't really count. And that's fine if you want to approach it like that. But I think it's somebody who, until 10 seconds ago, we hadn't talked about on the recap tonight. He is the champion. He won it. And I get the cast was bad. I get the season was bad, but like, he played a pretty good fucking game. He was kind of the leader of the Rat Pack. Jay was kind of the leader of the big group, the big house group. And Emmanuel was kind of part of that, but also leading, you know, the Colleens, Burnas of the world, had them following him around. And so I just think that, like, is this the most impressive challenge title ever? No, of course not. You could, Bananas probably has five titles that are more impressive than this one, maybe seven. But I think people are going to dismiss what Emmanuel did because of how bad the season was. And I think he actually played a really good game, and he deserved his gold medal.
I don't hate that take. I do think it's a hot one, but I do think you're right. It's going to be one where people think back on this season and just totally dismiss it. Very Bloodlines-esque.
Why? I disagree. I don't think this season counts.
That's my point.
Mickey Mouse.
That's my point.
Mickey Mouse. There's no champs. Like, how does the season count? No CT.
I think that's kind of the whole.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm saying.
But you're already dismissing him.
Yeah, I don't count him as a champ.
But he is.
He is. That's why I like your take, is what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank
you.
Interesting.
It's very Mickey Mouse, Champions League, Chelsea-esque. Like, they don't really have a ring. You know, it's bullshit.
Can I give an honorable mention for this? And I just now thought about it. But I'm going to say honorable mention for hottest take. TJ has officially lost his fastball.
Ooh.
He's no longer the host he used to be. I think this season was, like, he's been trending in that direction. Now, again, it's my hottest take. I firmly stamp it's not the same TJ Lavin that we've had for decades.
How many people did we have on this season? Was it 24?
24.
I don't think this was something. I was trying to find the right number. I don't think we'll have more from this entire cast. I don't think we'll have seven of these cast members back on the show next in whatever upcoming season.
Next season or all time?
All time.
I like that. It could even be higher, but seven is high.
Seven's like where I'm looking at, like, Norris, Horacio, Olivia.
Kylan's coming back.
Kylan, Ed, Kylan.
They'll bring...
They'll bring
Emmanuel back at some point.
Bring back Kylan. They'll bring back Ed.
But they might
bring back Kylan.
Kylan, yeah, my man.
I like that take.
All right, moving on.
All right, so it's,
I'm up MVP non-challenge.
No, it's my pick now. But so we have basically four MVP LVP picks that we're going to run through. You guys, the listeners, know that on our episode recaps, we just give one MVP, one LVP. For our season recaps, we do one that is challenger versus non-challenger. So do you guys want to start? Should we start with challenger or non-challenger?
Non-challenger.
Should we start with MVP?
Yep.
Okay. So this is going to be, when we say challenger, we mean the 24 people that were on this season.
Yes.
Correct.
Eligible to win.
Just put some boots this season.
And then non-challenger. So, like, you could pick Bananas. Like, he is a challenger, but he wasn't part of this season for non-challenger. So I'll go first for MVP non-challenger. My pick is going to be season 40. I'm going to go with season 40. I brought it up on our season preview about how I don't think any of us, especially when we heard the format and saw the cast, none of us were really expecting this season to be good. I don't think we were expecting it to be this bad, but we weren't expecting it to be good. And we were just kind of looking ahead to season 40. And now we've seen some of the rumored cast for season 40. It looks awesome. I can't wait for that preview show in about 8-9 months. But I think that's just kind of what has kept us going. And like we said from the jump, this is kind of the last thing separating us from the offseason, separating us from those podcasts. So my MVP for season 39 is going to be season 40, non-challenger.
Good pick. It's a good pick. I like it, and I am fired up. My MVP for non-challenger is going to be Conquest. Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Conquest actually fucking rocked.
It was the last one.
The first one, it was kind of like, all right, what are we doing? You start getting a feel for it. And I don't want to dive too much into all of them, but Conquest was champs are gone. We're getting close to the final. People are getting eliminated every night. And people are actually concerned for their own well-being. And the challenge itself got very exciting. So I'm going Conquest. That was the only part of this season that I thought was entertaining. And that's going to be my pick for MVP non-challenger.
That's a good pick.
My pick. Damn, that was. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I saved that for the.
Whoa. All right, fine.
You know, you could do. You can't do mercenaries.
That's where I was leading towards.
A specific mercenary.
Or... No, I'm not. I don't want to do a specific.
Trev did say this was the most underprepared he's been for a pod.
Yeah, it is by far.
As we can see.
As we literally said 45 minutes ago, do we want to record? I said.
Well, he's got no pick now. He said Kylan twice for people that'll be back. He picked Kylan as a rookie of the year. Or sorry, Norris.
I'll go with mercenaries. Without that twist in the game.
Good pick.
God, Alex. Without that twist in the game, I don't think we would be here tonight.
Would we be dead?
Yeah, we'd be in our grave. Like, I really think this season was so bad. And just that little, it was one episode. It was literally that Jordan episode that saved us, I would say. We were going through a dark, I mean, honorable mention, MVP, Limbo. The amount of times we said Limbo this season. I mean, we were in Limbo.
We were within a dream and then another dream and then another dream and then another dream.
It was rough. And without the mercenaries, we would have been fucked. It's just fucked.
Interesting. Hot take. I think I'd put mercenaries as an honorable mention for LVP.
Really? Well, here's the thing. I think without that moment, I don't know if we're recording.
So here's my thought for LVP, though. I think they just took up time.
I think they did, too, and Conquest saved that. I agree with that. But without that little burst, sometimes you just need a little Red Bull or something.
But it a burst?
I think it was.
I think it was.
What was the best episode this year? He said it was Jordan's episode.
Whoa.
I think it was once it was over. But they had to put in. What is it? Chaos? Chaos was all about the mercenaries, and Chaos fucking sucked. But it was to get the mercenaries in.
But it was chaos. It was very chaotic.
The thought process around the mercenaries and the eliminations was fucking terrible. Because remember, it was, if you beat this person, you don't lose money, but the person's still in the game.
Here's the thing.
And then if they lose, you know, we lost money and you know, Callum's going home or some shit. It made no sense.
I don't think they utilized the move correctly. I agree with that.
But that was your MVP.
It is my MVP because without that move, we would not be here tonight recording a podcast. And that is a fact.
Yeah, we would have quit. We would have been doing it 2 months ago.
No, we would have quit. It would have cut out. No. We would have quit. People would have gone home. It would have been, what season was that before you were even on, where we quit? We gave up. We tapped out. We were no quitters.
War of the Worlds 2.
Yes, we gave up. It would have been that again, because there's no way we could have gone through how many more episodes?
It would have been less. That's what I'm saying.
It would have been less, but at what cost? My brain was mumbo jumbo. I was so far in limbo. I was a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
Let me ask you this. You were in limbo while the mercenaries were an integral part of the season.
I would have painted the ceiling red. It would have been bad.
You get what I'm saying? The fact that the mercenaries got brought in started limbo.
I
don't hate that pick.
I think we can go back to the quote during the episode. Jordan's without the mercenaries. That first time,
it wasn't just Jordan.
Giving
the MVP to mercenaries. We had Brad come on here.
Yeah, I understand.
We had Darrell come on here.
I know. You missed the episodes when they were on, and I recorded solo. Watch it. So, trust me, I know. There we go.
Let's do all MVP, right. Non-challenger.
Yeah.
This will be good.
I mean, LVP non-challenger, I think there's only one you can have to go with. I want to say, how many episodes were there this season?
19.
I think in 18 episodes of the season, we had puzzles. Biggest LVP.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it. You're going to give me the champs or whatever.
I'm going to stick to what I have. Fucking stupid. What I have on my phone. My LVP, I took Conquest for MVP.
I'm taking Chaos for LVP. Chaos was limbo. It was absolute limbo. And it wasn't fully I'm not taking mercenaries as LVP. I'm not totally going opposite of what you're saying. But you cannot say that Chaos was not the worst part of this season. You cannot say that. Chaos was legitimately miserable.
Can I ask you this? On the back half of what was the first part?
Control.
I think we were at a worse state at that.
Heavily disagree.
No. I think we just gave up at that point.
Trev.
I think the Jordan spark for like three episodes, and then it came back down. Absolutely.
Three episodes?
Yeah, how many episodes?
No. 10? No, the Jordan spark was like, okay, maybe we have something here.
She's a good singer, yeah.
And the very next episode, it was like, oh, nope, we don't. And we still have like six or seven more episodes of chaos.
No, I think the worst part of...
It was when you were that when CT won and someone finally got booted. The episode that was the lowest point I've ever had in my challenge life.
Stop it.
Would you agree?
Yes. Control, the first stage, we were still losing somebody every week.
Correct.
Yeah, it was still... Correct. I think that part, I'm just saying, the spark of Jordan... We would not be recording a podcast today.
Spark of Jordan was great.
Yeah, and that was part of what thing?
What was game? Chaos.
You should have given it to just Jordan.
No, I'm not giving it to it. It's a non-challenger. Jordan. Without that move of bringing in champs, this podcast would be done. Who knows where Sir the Pod would be this day. You might miss more episodes.
The lowest point of the season was during chaos.
God. All right, next pick. Move on.
So it's me for LVP non-challenger. I guess I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm just going to go with challenge format. I think the format was just terrible. Control, they were all working together and then losing money and then getting mad at each other. And then just the fact that they thought it was such a smart idea to have all the champs come in. And then when you read the fine print, it's like they're actually not joining this season. They're just playing to potentially steal money from the group. Like, does it matter as viewers if Emmanuel wins $410,000 versus $380,000? We don't fucking care. And that's why the mercenaries are there, is to knock off their pot little by little. And when they do knock it off, we don't really care because we don't see the difference. And if they don't, we're not losing anybody. So I just think they just fucked it up so much. And the idea on paper of having a group of people who haven't won a challenge going up against challenge champions, that's good. But like we've seen the challenge do multiple times, not execute it properly. So I'm just going to go with challenge format as my LVP non-challenger.
I like that a lot. And we kind of saw it in Conquest where there was, they could have done something from this. And I think it's, and we've talked about this multiple seasons, the challenge getting in their own way. Production trying to do too much, to have three different sections and each one's different. And you got mercenaries and you've got, you can build up your pot, but then you can lose your pot. It's just like you're doing too much. Get people who want to win their first ring together and just make a simple format and hell will ensue and it will be entertaining.
Yep. I like that pick. Thank you.
All right. Who's up? No, I just think there's no way I would
miss a mercenary over here.
I just think without seeing a champ on the screen this season, there's no way we would have finished the season recording. There's no
it
way.
Would have shaved off like 6 weeks. Different
season. They would have.
It would have shaved off like 6 to 8 weeks. How many? Wait, weren't there 10 on?
If they didn't they have,
went, yes, they went five and
here,
five.
And
new,
how many? Did, how many went non-elimination?
Here's like a new Stephen A. Hottest take right here.
How many times did an eliminate or a mercenary come on and win? Didn't it? Wasn't
five. It was five and five.
So that would have shaved off 5 weeks. That would have shaved off. No, if we would have had
they
people going
you know the
home,
challenge. They don't it do that shit. You know what would have happened, five Andy? Weeks. You know what happened if you didn't want your mercenaries because it sucked so bad? We would have had a redemption house instead. You know that for a fact.
You would have loved it.
No, get the fuck out of here. You know that for
at
a
this
fact.
Rate, you would have.
No. I'm saying, I'm done. I'm not even explaining this anymore because it's so frustrating.
It's a good thing you had your pick for MVP non-challenger picked out before this.
God, I didn't have a thing.
All right. My
you guys
MVP
travel together and collude in the car.
My
yeah, no shit.
MVP for challenger. So we can only pick between 24 people that were on this season. I'm gonna go with Nerys. I think there's a handful of people that you could pick for this award. And I just think when I think back to this season, I'm probably not gonna think about the winner. I'm going to think the first person I'm going to think about is Nerys. And, you know, her two eliminations toward the end when she sent home four people in the span of two episodes. And then maybe two episodes later is when she sent home Mariah in the final elimination. Just a really fun, entertaining season to watch her on. She was against the whole house. And to see someone go up in that spot, I feel like usually – you know, your underdog, your scrappy underdog, like Cara Maria back in the day, like they would put up a good fight and then eventually like go home. And, you know, they play this, the montage as they're going out, like, you know, the season really made me a stronger person, blah, blah, blah. Nerys never lost. Like she got second place. If they would have done a male winner, female winner, she would have been a challenge champion tonight. So I just think overall she is my MVP of the season. Really fucking impressive.
Very good pick. I like it a lot. I had her on my list. I'm also going to take my MVP for tonight is going to be somebody who certainly deserves MVP. And as I've always said, when people look back at this season, I think this person is not going to get the credit they deserve as being the champion of this season. My MVP is going to be Emmanuel. I mean, he won this season. He won the season. Case. I like giving MVPs to people who actually do well, compete well, win. Just win, baby. That's what I'm about. And Emmanuel won. And I think a lot of people, just like some of my co-hosts here, will think back to this season and think, you know, Nerys. And that's just, I'm going to think about who won. So I need to give MVP to the winner, Emmanuel.
So my MVP is going to be Mercenary. Just kidding. My MVP this season, you know, I feel like those were obviously the top two choices off the board. And then I think there's a steep decline. I was thinking Colleen. I think Colleen had a really good season. So I'll throw her as an honorable mention. But the person that I'll say is my rookie of the year. I'm going Kylan. I think Kylan had a really good season. I kind of talked about it already, but like, you know, being a rookie, being targeted by, you know, the alliances that they have. I mean, I don't even, what show was Kylan even on? Big Brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, you know, you're kind of against the, I feel like the Great Divide. What was Jay was with? the Survivor, the Are You the One with Nerys, they were kind of like all over the place. You know, Kylan was on his own island. And, you know, for him to make it to the second to last elimination, correct me if I'm wrong, and losing to Horacio and Nerys, the one of the people who finished second, like, it's a pretty good, you know, debut season for them, I would say so. So
yeah.
So any honorable mentions you guys want to say? I know I talked about Colleen a little bit.
I think those three, Emmanuel, Nerys, and Kylan, are kind of the three faces of this season.
Yeah.
That was my whole list.
LVP. Now, there's a lot of people I could choose for this, and this might surprise you. And I don't know if this should be like more of like the biggest letdown of the season, but like my LVP this season is Horacio.
Okay. Interesting.
I think that was the biggest. I think it was the biggest letdown. I mean, for him, it's win or bust, or at least get to a final or bust.
We all said that,
and I feel like this is the Mickey Mouse ring that you can get, and he didn't even make it to the final. And I don't care what obstacles are against you. You have to get it done. You have to. It's just, it sucks to me that he didn't even make a final compete, because this was his to lose as well. So I also felt like throughout the entire season, he didn't step up and use his voice. Like, I felt like nobody had, I mean, when you have Jay running around the house as, you know, the bananas of the world or whatever you want to call it, like, there's no leader there. Take it. Grab it. Like, I don't know. So
I think it's a great pick. And I think you're right in terms of his success. I think you're right in terms of him trying to do his own thing. You've seen in multiple seasons before, there are situations where a good competitor is not on the in crowd, but what they do is they start wrangling up everybody else just to have some sort of numbers in the house.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it can pay off. Horacio never did that, and he had multiple opportunities to do so. Great pick. And you're also going to give me who I thought was the clear number one.
Yeah, I was going to give you, who is it, Berna?
No.
Jay?
Did you watch this season?
Yeah, like I said, mine was the biggest letdown. Like, I picked yes. I picked him to win. I wanted him to win, and he just did nothing through the season. Yeah. It was a great pick. Meme of you poking the stick at the little person. Do something. Yeah, and it was literally that, and it was like out there to grab.
I totally agree. It's and a great that, pick. That's.
But yes, you can take Jay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that little bitch boy Jay. He quickly got to the bottom of my power rankings for every challenger that's still active right now. I think he sucks. I think he's a bitch. This challenge was kind of to your point, and I agree. This challenge was tailor-made to the Horacios of the world to do well. But once we got into the swing of everything, it was tailor-made for Jay because all these people were idiots. They were all following every single move he wanted them to do, and he still didn't win anything. He walked out of here with $0, just as much as Callum. Jay and Callum had the exact same financial result of this season. It's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing for Jay because he had all these idiots cast under his spell and he still found a way to lose because at some point in time, the challenge, you have to put up or shut up. And guess what? He shut up because he's a little bitch. He can't compete and he's terrible for the show. It sparked, I think, a lot of feelings throughout all of us that I never want to see him again. I don't think either of you want to see him again. He sucks. He's awful. This was the see you, Jay, hope to see you never for me.
Can I ask you guys this question? Who ran the house this season? Who?
Jay and Michelle.
You would still say combo. Jay, combo of them? Okay. I was just curious.
I think Jay is probably the LVP we've had in the past few seasons. I mean, this award from episode 5 on was meant for him, in my opinion. So that's a really good pick. I was going to go with Jay, and honestly, my backup probably would have been Horacio. So I guess for my LVP, I just kind of got to go somewhere random. So
I think there's another one out there.
My LVP challenger, I'm just going to go with Corey. Corey was not valuable to this season. He was not fun to watch. He had no storylines aside from him just kind of causing drama and being annoying. And the thing is, I don't think I would I don't think I would give Corey my LVP if he had at least gotten third and made some money out of it, but he didn't. He couldn't fucking walk on the balance beam, and that's why Colleen beat his ass. And so if you're going to have a season where you're causing shit, but because of the format and because of Jay carrying your ass, you somehow skate to a fucking final. If you do that, like, win money, do something out of it. And he had the fucking chance to, and he was, it's not like you're going against, you know, CT and Bananas and Laurel in a final. You're going against Emmanuel and somebody named Colleen. Like, that's not hard. And he finished with no money. So he just kind of pissed me off all season. So I'm just going to go, I know it's not the best pick. I wanted to go Jay, but I'm just going to go LVPS Corey for this season.
That was a great pick. He really sucked this year. He was so annoying.
I think someone else. I didn't
think about him for that.
Yeah. I think someone else, kind of to my point with Horacio, where I felt such a letdown, is Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like this was another season for her to just, you know, especially coming off of a final last season, obviously her breaking her face. Like, I feel like this was a season she should have just dominated, and it just didn't happen.
Totally agree. We all went into the preseason saying Olivia and Horacio both need to dominate the house. Like, they need to be the shot callers, and they need to go far and win. Olivia wasn't a shot caller either.
No.
Even though she was kind of in Jay's whole thing, she did not make any calls. It was a big letdown for her as well.
See, my thing is this. If those two can't win during a season like this, will they ever win?
I don't know.
Like, this is like the easiest season in the world. So
yeah. And that's kind of where my head's at for Jay.
Yeah.
Jay's never gonna win.
No. Stop it.
As
a solo or like a duo, he will never win. If it's like he's a group on a big team. Yeah, different if he's on a team.
I did have an honorable mention for Berna.
Yeah.
Just because I hate her. I can't stand her. She pissed me off this whole season.
Good pick. Good pick. All right. One more segment tonight. One shining moment.
Yes.
Alex?
Yes, one shining moment. So I think the idea behind this one is basically when you think back to this season, what is the one moment that you're going to think of, kind of based on March Madness, actually, which we're watching here now. I don't think the season has a ton of good opportunities because the season was so bad. But my personal one shining moment, when I think back to this season, if I have to think back to something that happened, I'm going to go with Olivia screwing over Nerese. And I'm going to go with that episode. I think it was episode 16 where the numbers were getting tight. You know, Nerese is kind of backed up into a corner with Kylan and Horacio, basically. And Olivia was kind of backed up into the corner as well. And she made a deal with Jay and Michelle to basically, we'll save you as long as you save Mariah, and then Mariah will save James, and then, you know, their little chain will continue, and then that'll end up with Horacio, Kylan, and Nerese in elimination. And I think, you know, a lot of the Challenge fans, Challenge Universe, speculated, like, if you're Olivia, why not promise that deal? You get saved, and then don't fucking save Mariah. Save Nerese, she saves Kylan, he saves Horacio, whatever. Like, that could have happened. And if that would have happened, that probably would have been my one shining moment from like a this is awesome standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not loyal. She was not faithful. And I think this is just one of the few times this season where I actually felt something. I felt mad. I felt bad for Nerese. And like in a season where every episode I was just ready to get to next week, this was one of the few times where something happened. Olivia turned on her friends, where I actually like stood up and got mad and pounded my fists and said, this is not right. And like, Olivia's kind of a little bitch. And yeah. So that's my one shining moment, is Olivia kind of turning on Nerese.
Okay.
Great pick.
My pick also made me feel something. It's kind of a collection of things, but I'm going to say my one shining moment is Mariah's outfits. It truly was something else. I remember, like, you think back of just the all-time seasons, and what was Jenna's first season? Was it X's 2. Right?
With who?
What? I thought it was a
rival. Yeah, with Jay.
No, with Jay.
With Jay, yeah.
Yeah. X, I mean,
other
she
Jay.
Had some.
Other Jay.
Not
bitch
this
Jay.
Bitch Jay.
Whoa. Yes.
Jeez.
She had some shots that were just like incredible. Mariah just said, hold my beer, I'm taking over. It was, I mean, she had to get blurred out multiple times
while she was still wearing
normal clothes. I mean, it was really something else. And when I think back to this season, that's what's going to come to my mind.
Honestly, for me, this season was just so bad. It's a black hole. I almost want to say like mumbo jumbo, like limbo. Like it was, I really want to give that as the pick, but I'll give a moment from the season. And I think just a moment that kind of was like, oh shit, here we go, was when Kara came back and her calling out Michelle.
Mm.
That moment where she's talking, oh, why are you down here? And they're like, oh, you know, you don't want to throw anybody in. Michelle opens up her mouth and Kara's like, okay, if I get voted in, you're going down with me. Which was a good put up or shut up moment. Obviously, Michelle won that, but it was kind of a, this feels like the challenge moment. It had very veteran spark-esque. It had the sparks. Now, it didn't come through really well throughout, but it gave us moments like that.
Yeah, that 30-second moment was good for the 90-minute episode.
Yes. Surprised LVP non-challenger was not 90-minute episodes. That's always a classic one.
Or damn near 20-episode seasons.
Yeah. I think an MVP non-challenger that I just thought of was our prop bets. I feel like we went 3 of 4 this year. I think the only one I didn't hit was I pushed on – no, 4.5 was the line on – challengers vets to beat
to win.
Yeah, then I had the over on number of episodes. I missed, there was something I missed that was,
what did I miss? I missed zero.
Oh, DQs. I missed the DQ.
Yours was DQ.
Oh yeah, right.
DQs, yeah.
Not Blizzard's. Derek,
that is my New Year's resolution. God, I thought we were close. Even in the final, they gave us a little tease of Corey crying and Berna crying, everyone crying, wanted to quit, just go home.
I do TJ coddling him. It's gonna be okay. Uncle TJ will come save you.
Oh,
I do think MVP was us for doing a better job keeping track of those.
Yes,
because we said that before the season, we always forgot about them, and we actually revisited it every few episodes to make sure we were on top of it.
We did forget to do the poll one when we tweet out a poll before the episode. I know we started that.
We did.
And then
we did.
It kind of ended real quick.
And I'm pretty sure the STP bet of the night also finished at like 80% hit rate.
Yes. I also want to say LVP non-challengers was us at sometimes. I feel like this was a season where. I think I missed 2 episodes. I think Annie missed 2 episodes. You missed 2.
I missed 1, I think.
You missed 7?
Missed like, yeah.
7? So, hand up, was not a great showing for us. But you guys were here every week, so we love that. So.
And that leads to honorable mention MVP non-challengers is the OWLs for showing up, for listening, for watching along with us, for joining Stir the Pod, being a part of the chat. It's why we do it. That's why we do it, especially in a fucking season like this.
Yeah.
I want to do something real quick. It's going to be rapid fire round. I just want to run through the cast of people specifically that we have not mentioned yet tonight. And just real quick, our thoughts on them as we wrap up. So we'll do guys first, starting from the top. So like, we're not going to do Emmanuel because we've talked about him tonight. Talked about Corey, talked about Jay, James, Horacio, Kylan, Ed. Did we touch on Asaf much?
No.
Little loser.
He's a fucking bitch. Sucks. And he somehow.
He's an honorable mention LVP. Some of the
cool. He really is.
He has this overinflated ego.
He could have been an easy LVP. Now that I'm thinking about it, the way he would talk, like.
I mean, our LVP list is bigger than Santa's fucking list. Like, we could go on for days talking about. I mean, just the. I don't even know how we want to say this. Just. The challenger's attitude, like they thought they were like God's greatest thing. Like none of you guys have won a season. Like you guys have no room to talk to anything.
Yep. So Asaf sucks. Callum,
I kind of like Callum.
God, but he was like,
was Callum the one that, like, was kind of hooking up with Michelle?
Michelle and had
Yeah, he had a girlfriend. Oh, I think they talked about it.
Sorry, kind of random.
Who did he lose to, Devin?
Yes. Yeah. Kind of random. We also miss on Stir the Prop, the challengers calling.
The phone calls? Phone yeah. calls.
That was the
challengers.
Yes.
Ciaran.
Who?
I feel like we touched on him a little bit. He was kind of fun.
He lost
when he was kind of fun.
No, he lost to Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was he hooking up with? Anybody?
I don't think anyone.
Nobody? I wouldn't mind seeing him back. He kind of gave me like LA YouTuber vibes. Somebody that would collab with
him. He gave me even more foreign Kyle vibes.
Ooh.
Even though Kyle's already, obviously,
it looks like he's from The Bachelor.
You sound like you're
Australia.
From London.
Huey, we touched on. And then the last guy, do you guys remember the first guy eliminated?
No.
Wait. Chauncey.
Phillips?
Spoilers. Alex, spoilers, bro.
Chauncey, I'm sure we'll never see him back. Females.
Chauncey sucked.
We touched on Nerese, Colleen, Berna.
Yeah.
Touched on her a little
awful.
Bit.
Yeah.
She sucks.
LVP.
She don't should not have fucking game. Made the final.
Correct.
The fact that
no.
she made the
Correct.
Final. Mariah. Bad. Olivia. Do we talk about Michelle enough?
Bad.
She had a good season.
She's just an...
It was easy to hate Jay. And I feel like at times we hated Michelle, but
I hated her a lot of the season.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it was just mostly like Jay rubbing off on her or
yes.
vice versa. Like
yes.
their alliance,
yeah.
like I don't like them with power. They just,
I don't,
it's not,
I don't
it's,
like
and
Michelle
here's the,
with
it's
Jay.
Not even power. It's not even power. It's just like thinking they own the house when they don't.
Let me go this route with you. Like, let's say season 41. Season 41. Would you be more inclined to, let's say, Jay's on the season, Michelle's not there, or
yes.
Michelle's there and Jay's not there? Who would you be more inclined to root for?
Michelle.
Michelle, right?
Yeah. 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 100%. I think Michelle's biggest downfall is
Jay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jay's just the worst.
Wasn't there an episode called A Hard Jay's Night?
Yes. God, you know that.
All right. Michelle, we talked about Zara, somebody that we had not mentioned at all that made it 15 episodes. That's so Raven.
Ooh. I liked Raven. I think Raven was pretty good. No, I'm serious.
Raven,
yeah.
Raven started down for me.
She
kind of crept up.
Yeah.
By the time she was off,
I feel like if her and Nerese had made a stronger alliance earlier, it could have done some damage. Because by the end of it, they were friends. All right. So the next girl, we haven't talked about Melissa and Big T at all. Remember, they were a thing for like 5 episodes. Should we skip that? All right.
Yes. Just...
And then we talked about Huhui, and we talked about Jessica for the Who of the Year.
I think we do need to touch on Big T and Melissa.
Just a smidge. They both sucked.
God, people forget.
I was a bit inclined to think it's a you know, us against the world. And I kind of like rooting for people like that, especially when the world is the Jay and Michelle world and it's annoying as hell. But as annoying as Jay and Michelle were, Big T and Melissa were as equally annoying. And I was very happy to see them both go. And I don't want to see either of them back.
Gotcha. Actually, God, I just thought of a good MVP non-challenger. And also one that goes with an LVP non-challenger.
Go ahead.
MVP, Catfish. LVP, Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
The flip-flop.
Yeah.
I thought always a tradition for us, you know, you get the yeah. And it just, it went away. And then I see Neve for, you know, like 15, 20 minutes. And it's just like,
you always call him Neve.
Is that not his name?
I think it is.
What do you call him? Is Neve? It's Neve. It's like N-E-V. Right?
It is. I think it's Neve. But I always like how you don't just say like the guy from Catfish.
Oh,
you're always like respectful enough to call him.
I mean, it, you know,
I don't think we've ever once said my Rob as in Rob Deerdeck. It's always Ridiculousness.
It's Neve. God. You know, I just give respect. So, all right. Anything else tonight before we wrap this up?
This is probably the happiest I've been all season. Just recapping it all, putting it all to bed, getting excited for the challenge again. Is it safe to say we might be back?
I don't want to say anything yet, but I'm saying we're fucking back. I'm all in.
There's
If this cast is true from Alex Spoiler Burge, what he sent us a cast list the other day, and if it is, bang!
Wait a minute.
And if I see season 40 as maybe four teams, spoiler alert, I'm all in. That's all I got to say.
Well, and I mean, we talked about the Tony recap.
Yeah, for Tony recap coming up.
I think,
you know, I'll probably say the only spoilers that I'll say, and you can decipher it, is Taylor Swift with this upcoming season. Fair? Do you get my clue?
Wait, are you trying to give me a spoiler?
No, it's the format. It's not a spoiler. I'm not saying.
You're talking about season 40.
Yeah.
Not All Star.
I don't like spoilers.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. All right, look. So
yeah, I know you're big.
For season 39.
We're done.
I don't think there's any way to sugar. I'm giving my closing thoughts.
There's no closing thoughts.
I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat it. This was a bad fucking season, but I think better things are on the horizon. And I think this was probably the lowest that I've ever felt as a challenge fan going through this season. But just when you thought you're out with the challenge and you're done with it, they bring you back in.
Well, let me ask you
and
this.
I think they're going to do it again. We're back.
You love the challenge. Have they ever loved you back? We'll find out in season 40. I'll tell you now. So thank you guys for listening to a brand new Sir the Pod podcast show. I know me and Alex will be back in a couple of weeks. I don't know about Andy. Are you in All Stars 4? Have you heard us talk about the Tony?
No. I'm out.
You know,
so anything non-flagship, I'm out. The challenge already takes up way too much of my damn time. They need to earn me back.
Okay, that's fine.
They need to earn their stripes, Johnny Bananas.
So with that being said, me and Alex will be back in a couple weeks.
This is a 39 recap.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling the fans we're done with with 39. You just want me to shut off now? Just like this? No ending? No outro? You want to just give the outro?
Bye-bye.
God. All right. Jesus. All right. With that being said, thank you guys for listening to a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I've been your host, Trevor. You can follow us on Twitter at... What is it?
Stir_the_pod. You can follow us on Twitter at Stir the Pod. That was right.
Shout out, Duffy.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Hey.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Underscore.
Love you guys. Shout out.